I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We have had some long and very powerful readings this morning, and so my words will be few. Here we are at the beginning of Holy Week, and already we are on a wild journey, a journey to the cross. We have heard, not just heard, but participated in, two vastly different stories, one joyous, the other angry, one life-affirming, one life-denying. Now, many of us in this congregation have spent time together these past four Monday evenings of Lent doing something called Lectio Divina, divine reading. It's a way of prayerfully reading our holy scriptures and listening for what God has to say to us through them. As I read today's gospel readings in preparation for this morning, I listened to what God might be saying to us. What does the cross mean to us? What could these readings mean to us here today? Not only us in this church building right now, but the us of our larger church and of our larger society. This is what I heard. The cross is a mirror to the world. The cross is the truth about the world, this wild world, the truth that somehow a crowd could shout, "Hosanna to Laud, the Son of David." They waved palm branches and called out, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, King Jesus, not Caesar." And the cross reflects the truth also that only a short time later, another crowd, maybe, possibly much of the same crowd, found itself shouting, "Let him be crucified." How could this be? What is the cross, the mirror, saying to us? This is a good question for Holy Week. I think part of the answer is that it is very hard for the world to bear the gospel of life. Every few weeks, here at St. John's in the Eucharistic prayer, the priests pray these words at the altar, that Jesus was rejected by a world that could not bear the gospel of life. It seems so promising and easy on Palm Sunday, but things changed when the powers that be realized that the love of God, the truth of God, was going to challenge the status quo. The crowd was turned against Jesus, our Jesus, the Anointed One. The powers and principalities that are threatened by God's truth, God's justice, God's love, thought that by killing Jesus, they could kill these very things, kill God's truth, kill God's justice, kill God's love. It is God's love and truth and justice that threaten and reveal how the dominant worldly powers profit at the expense of those most vulnerable, most oppressed, the lonely, the sick, the meek, the children. We have only to pick up the newspaper to learn that times have not changed much in the past 2,000 years. After Jesus died, he was placed in a tomb and a stone was rolled across the front of the tomb. Did they really believe they could trap Jesus, trap God in a tomb? Our wild, untamed, undomesticated God? No, God could not be trapped in a tomb or on a cross. In fact, God took the cross, an instrument of death, and changed it into a symbol of life and of hope. Hope and trust that in the end, love wins. Beauty wins. Justice wins. So the next time you hear the words, take up your cross and follow me, remember that God transforms our lives. When you take up the cross, when we take up the cross, we take up the truth and power of God and use it to guide our lives, to open ourselves to the transformational power of God, a God who takes a story of death and says, this is not the end. Love wins. Life wins. The cross tells us so. Amen.